You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 192, Toxic Positivity. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another week. How are you doing? I am doing so darn good. I enjoy having a podcast. I feel like if I can just talk my feelings, talk what my thoughts are, all those things, sometimes it's easier for me to just really express myself. And so get ready, buckle up, because you're about to hear what's going on in my head. Have you heard of the term toxic positivity? Well, if you are like me, you had not. If you had, that's fine. Apparently, I was living under a rock because I had not heard it until somebody said that a post I made in my No Yelling group came across as toxic positivity. I had to Google it because I guess I'm old now, so I don't know the hip phrases. And one of the definitions I found was the excessive and ineffective overgeneralization of a happy, optimistic state across all situations. That surprised me that somebody would suggest that that's what I do, tell you to be happy no matter what. I'm pretty sure I've never said, don't feel your feelings and just be happy, everything works out. Actually, I know I've encouraged people to feel frustrated without acting out or feel angry without doing all those things. So it kind of surprised me. So I want to give you a backstory about me and anybody ever suggesting that I'm overly positive. So we're going to get real, real here. So if I cry, just you're going to have to deal with it because even writing this post, I got really teared up. This podcast, because I'm actually going to take it as a compliment that somebody said I was so positive if you knew where I started. So I was a very sad child. And the first time I attempted suicide, I was only 8 years old. And very, very lucky that I actually had no idea what I was doing. And so no major harm was done. But I continued with self-harm for more than a decade. So sometimes when I look at my kids and I look at George is almost six, and that in 2 years he felt so awful about himself and so dark, and then the world was such a horrible place that he thought the only way to escape this horribleness is to kill myself. It gets me. It gets my heart that that's where I was at the point. And when I look at my kids at the ages I was, where I was hurting myself and I felt like I had no worth whatsoever, it really gets me. So I continued with self-harm all through elementary, all through junior high, high school, and beyond. But in high school, I had another very serious suicide attempt, and I overdosed. And by the grace of God, I woke up the next morning. I did not think I would be, and I did. And I really struggled for a long time with depression, self-harm, suicide for quite a while. Then I met my husband. So I actually met him my junior year. Is that right? I think my senior year, we had our first date, all those things. But he kind of drove me absolutely bonkers because he was so annoyingly positive. He was happy-go-lucky and willing to help other people with a chipper attitude and just generally a pleasant person. And I really didn't like that because I thought he was so full of crap. I am often an observer, and I found myself watching him almost, I don't want to say creepily or anything like that, but like watching him waiting for the real Johnny to expose himself, because this pretend Johnny I knew was just full of crap that's just happy and like, we can figure it out and not a problem, we can do this. And so I just kept watching him waiting for this real Johnny to show up, who was going to freak out at somebody, who was going to yell at somebody, who was going to get really mad, who was going to gossip about somebody, be mean about people behind their back. Like, I kept waiting to see this dark side of him because I thought everybody has one. And some people are just better at masking it. And apparently this guy's a pro because he's been masking it really, really well. Well, Oh, I was so sure that it was not possible to be as happy as this guy, and I could not wait for him to show his true colors. Well, a couple of years of being his friend, and I saw that those were his true colors, and that was his real personality. I knew I wanted that man in my life because I didn't even know that that was a possibility, that somebody could be like this person, and I married that man. However, I had not dealt with my past. And I unfortunately attempted suicide a few more times. They were quite serious, and I wound up in the psych ward 2 more times. So we were married, stayed married, obviously we're still married, and had 1,000 children. After years of therapy, changing some of my old destructive habits for new helpful habits, and then coaching was the final cherry on the top that really helped me get past things, I don't struggle with depression anymore. I don't struggle with self-harm anymore, or even those type of dark thoughts when you are in that suicide mindset. I would actually describe myself as a very happy person. My life completely changed all because one person was annoyingly positive, and I found a flicker of hope that I could be too. I don't think anybody would ever describe me as annoyingly positive. I actually still struggle with being critical, and I'm naturally cynical. I still think, oh, I'll wait and see when that person's going to show their color. So I still struggle with some of those thoughts. But I will never stop trying to be a positive light in a very dark world. I hope that the messages I share of my family, where we don't yell or fight, is going to inspire somebody else, that they can have that too. Because I know those things inspired me when I was a kid, and I thought happy families don't exist. And I would see a happy family and I thought, they do exist. I'm going to make one of those. I know I can. I hope that my message of learning to connect with your kids and to stop yelling will help somebody else have that too. So if you find my message as toxic positivity, that's fine. I'm not for everyone, and you can go find someone else. But for those of you who are looking for a light, and for someone to show you that happy families and fulfilled mothers are real, then I would love to have you stick around, because friends, I am just getting started. Love you so much. I'll talk to you next week.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you.